Hello, everyone. Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. This CloudStrike outage, IT outage, is absolutely blowing my mind. And I have just recently came into some information that you need to hear about, some things that are absolutely blowing my mind in relation to CloudStrike and the timing at which this IT downturn started. I want to start with jumping over to X and show you some of the famous tweets or the posts right now that are going on. Real quick, I'm going to throw a shout out to this 4 days left of the Investor Mortgage Pro. If you want to start learning how to use banks' money to buy properties as this real estate market continues to implode and gets much worse in the near future, go ahead and take a look at it. Free filming discount. Once it's gone, this price will never be this low again. All right, I'm going to share first, go to my X profile, and we're going to talk about CloudStrike itself. And if you do a search, if you'd like to follow me on X, it's at Economy Ninja. And I also have a lot of stuff that I put on this channel that I cannot put on other platforms. But if you could see from the top, people's fridges are out. We're seeing people, taking photos in their offices. All their systems are out. How to fix your computer if you're affected with the CrowdStrike crash. People are doing tutorials. Obviously, engineers at Microsoft, and we're about to get to that because this is one of the juicy parts. I've got two juicy parts about the company itself and Microsoft. Very interesting things. But you can see that right now, there are things just blowing up all over the internet about air travel being disrupted, parcel packages being disrupted. Interesting, right after Amazon's big Prime Day, right? So we're seeing crazy, crazy things that are happening all over the world right now, right? This is worse than Y2K. Y2K was nothing. This is actually something. Do I think it's going to get worse? Only time will tell. But when you go to airports and you see something like this, that is a little unnerving. What I experienced at the bank today, watching people come in, business owners looking for certain denominations of fives, tens, $20 bills, $1 bills. They need them desperately because their business can't run or accept cash today unless they have the proper denominations. They were turned away, right? Because of these systems being brought down. So let me take you now to what I found. And this is very important. It needs to be shared. Let's do this. We're going to go back over here. First story, right out of CNBC, Microsoft and CrowdStrike issue causes the largest IT outage in history. Live update says businesses worldwide grappled with an ongoing major IT outage Friday as financial services and doctors' offices were disrupted, while some TV broadcasters went offline. Hopefully, it was CNN. Type one if you would love to see that. Air travel has been hit particularly hard with planes grounded, services delayed, and airports issuing advice to passengers. The outage came as cybersecurity giant CrowdStrike experienced a major disruption on Friday following an issue with a recent tech update. Now I'm going to show you something that I think is very, very important. This is only one piece. There's more to this. Stand by. 2 days ago, sorry about all the advertisements. Microsoft reportedly fires its DEI team, becoming latest company to ditch woke policy. Now, I've been covering many companies from the Bud Light deal till recently Tractor Supply, where Tractor Supply had to walk away from its DEI policies, Chick-fil-A firing its DEI head because people are walking away, which honestly, I completely agree with. I love that. All right. To see Microsoft walking away from DEI a mere day before, because this actual effect, this issue happened, started really yesterday afternoon, Thursday afternoon. But on Wednesday, they come out and they say, we're firing our DEI team. Now, when this attack, this IT glitch happened, it only affected one system. It did not affect Apple. It did not affect Linux. It affected Microsoft. Very, very interesting timing, wouldn't you agree? Now, look at this. I'm going to share a couple other things that probably will blow your mind. But first, we're going to step over to the CrowdStrike CEO. And when asked about and reminded of the gravity of the situation that his company is under right now and what's happening worldwide, but there is something going on beneath the surface here. Check out this question.
Mr. Kurtz, it's Savannah here in Milwaukee. I mean, you're in the cybersecurity business, and I certainly don't even pretend to understand this, but according to your statement, it was a single content update that has managed to shut down air travel, credit card payment systems, banks, broadcasts, street lights, 911, emergency around the globe. Why is there not some kind of redundancy or some sort of backup? How is it that one single software bug can have such a profound and immediate impact?
Well, when you look at the complexity of cybersecurity, you're always trying to stay one step ahead of the adversaries. Excuse me. Man, just one second, please.
Oh, yeah, take a drink of water.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm sure, it's been a long night.
It's been a long night. We're always trying to stay one step ahead of the adversaries. And in this particular case, our systems are always looking for the latest attacks from these adversaries that are out there. So this content update went out, and as it does, and it's been doing for many, many years, obviously we've got a robust team that's looking at the safety and security and the quality of these updates. And we have to go back and see what happened here. But if there's a negative interaction with the way some of these operating systems work, and in this particular case, it was only the Microsoft operating system that was impacted, you'll see a reaction like this. And this is, what we've seen here.
I'll move for that, because again, this Microsoft story, them firing their DEI team, is very, very interesting to me. And I think that we're going to see more of this play out in the next week or so. It'll be interesting what happens with the fallout of Microsoft. Now, let's move to this tweet. This is very important. I want to share this with you. This comes from, I can't even pronounce that name off of X. CrowdStrike was the company. Now, again, I'm reading a tweet, okay? We're going to dig into this. He also attaches a declassified document that I want to read to you, okay? And if any of you have any more information about this company, let me know down in the comments so that I can get more information to the masses. And again, I want to thank everybody that's hit the subscribe button recently, showing about of support over the last couple of days for the channel. Thank you. Check this out. CrowdStrike was the company the Democratic Party used instead of the FBI to download Hillary Clinton's server after their files were leaked during the 2016 election. CrowdStrike blamed Russia for the hack, which led to the Mueller report claiming Russian collusion against Trump, hence his impeachment. This is extremely interesting timing. Right after the assassination attempt, right after Microsoft dumps DEI, its DEI team. There are so many things that are adding up. This is absolutely blowing my mind. It says here, AP reports that during a call with Ukraine President Zelensky in 2019, Trump made a reference to CrowdStrike. He said, "I would like to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have to have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it." I have been talking about the DNC having its servers in Ukraine for a couple of years, and people need to understand how serious this is, because if that is the case, it would take an act of war to go get it. I think that Russia and Putin know exactly that, because I watched a conversation between him and somebody else saying, "I'll go get it. I'll go get the servers." And that's why it would make sense that the government, our government, would want to throw billions and billions of yours and my taxpayer dollars at protecting those. If this doesn't enrage you, I don't know what will, but I want to keep sharing the truth. Trump says, he added, that he'd like to have Attorney General William Barr call you or your people, and I would like to get to the bottom of it. Here's the original unclassified document. Before we get to that, though, check this out. CrowdStrike's major shareholders are reportedly BlackRock, Vanguard, and Morgan Stanley. Let's look at this document here. And this is the document that shows, declassified by order of the president. This was the conversation with President Zelensky of Ukraine. This tells that entire thing. Let you take a look at this, and you can read it as I say that I believe that there are things right now colliding at such a rapid pace, because there is a certain faction of the government that is scared to death that Donald Trump is going to become our next president. I love asking this. Type down in the just hashtag Trump if you plan on voting for Trump, and hashtag not Trump if you want to vote for anybody else. I want to hear both sides. But my point being is, if you look at this, even back then, President Trump was trying to get down to the bottom of this. It's very interesting that everything is imploding right now before our eyes. Look at this AP report right here. And this right here, on September 25th of 2019, breaking memo shows Trump repeatedly prodded Ukraine president to work with lawyer Giuliani and AG William Barr to investigate Joe Biden. Before he left office, he was trying to expose what is going on with, at that time, the former vice president. Now, we are seeing an unbelievable cascade of events. We are seeing the current president's son getting away with almost murder. Things are changing at such a rapid pace. The question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, I can tell you one thing. The one thing you can do is obviously go out and vote, and vote in person. Flood the polls in person. No mail-in ballots where they can force ballots. When you go in, you say, I am a registered voter. Here's my vote. Count it. There you go. Also, you need to be saving money. You need to be preparing for an outright economic collapse, because our economy, our country is collapsing right now from within. And I'm to think about this. The banks are foaming at the mouth to take assets and become larger. Do you remember Too Big to Fail in 2008? What we're about to see makes 2008 look like child's play. As a matter of fact, the banking crash of 2023 on a dollar average, a dollar scale, is already the entire size of all of 2008 combined. And what we're about to experience after this election, because they will pull the plug, they will, if you don't think the left is going to pull a fast one and run for the hills and screaming and yelling and crying and pull the plug on the economy, they are looking at everything they can do to point the finger at Trump and cause the American people to turn their heads and go, oh, maybe we made a bad choice. It's getting gnarly. Look, you don't need any fancy knowledge to become successful. I barely made it through high school. I made a lot of mistakes, but I've called the last two crashes, the .com and the housing market, properly. I didn't have a voice. I didn't have a channel. I warned my family and friends. I moved my retirement account into bonds. I sold all my homes. I did all this stuff beforehand. And I want more people ready. If you want to get ready, if you want, there's a course on how to get mortgages from banks when this thing is crashing and they don't give out a lot of money. This exact scenario happened in 2009, 2010, where they got really tight. And there are specific things you can do to prepare to where when you walk into a bank, they're going to go, how much money do you want and where do you want it? Because they want to give out loans, but they will be forced to contract, and you will be ready for that. And you're going to be their answer. You're going to walk in like a hero. You're going to be buying up foreclosures. You're going to be buying up distressed properties for pennies on the dollar, just like what people like amazing real estate investors did, let's say, in 2010. If you want it, pre-filming discount, you can either scan the QR code or there's a link down below. Once it's done in 4 days, that price will never be that price. It's over 80% off. It's like 87% off. I hope you have a great day. The Economic Ninja is out.